Welcome to the Grin and Barrett Show on 88.9 KETR. Tonight, you'll hear this Greenville band performing original songs and scripts in this modern take on the radio drama. We now invite you to relax, open your mind's eye, and enjoy the Grin and Barrett Show on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Listening to 88.9 KETR. It's that time again for the Grin and Barrett Show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Grin and Barrett's variety show.
I'll take my chances, I'll make my way just fine. Ain't looking for a hand that I just want what's rightly mine. There's gold in them north hills, just laying on the ground. You'll need that killer's instinct, boy, don't you mess around. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. Keep your head above the waterline, keep your nose down on the stone. Don't carry too much baggage, or you're better off alone. Don't make yourself a target, always leave yourself an out. Keep your back against the wall, make sure your shadow leaves no doubt. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. There's no time to ponder, you'll need to keep the pace. Once you've tasted sweet success, you'll have that egg on your face. Stop running for the sunshine, you can't save it for the night. Do your business in high cotton, always try and do what's right. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. In the punch, keep your head out of the vice. You don't need to feel that crunch. It's just normal behavior in an abnormal way. There's no sense in crying, just stay the hell out of the way. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators spell weakness, you don't need to be a fool.
Michael Harmon with Killer Instinct. George, what are you doing up here? It's not your time for the show yet.
Well, I tell you what, I ain't trying to act eager or anything, but I just kind of had it figured. If I was to go ahead and get up here and just stand in front of one of these here microphones, whenever you turn around and seen me, you wouldn't have the heart to tell me to get back, would you? Knowing him, he might.
Well, let me just say it like this. I mean, George, we're used to, but look at you. You got a tie down to your ankles, you got a hat that looks like a tuna can that's been opened up, and you got a size 17 shoes on. These people around here, they're not used to you, and we want to have a good outing today, and here you are just messing it up.
Well, yeah, I know they're good people. That's the reason I had it figured. They wouldn't care if I sang a song. If I can now, I'll put it to you that way. I might have a little trouble singing.
Yeah, I can see you have a cold.
Huh?
I said, I see you have a cold.
You see it now?
Oh, man.
Problems. I tell you what, I was keeping that cold head there for a little bit, but I decided I better quit using that because it was haunted. It's haunted. Did you ever see a haunted handkerchief? Take a good look at it, guys.
Well, just because it's white doesn't mean it's haunted.
Well, that ain't the reason.
Then why in the world do you call it a haunted handkerchief?
It's got a booger in it.
Ew! Really?
City is my home.
Was Amanda Sayre with City Streets.
A man and a woman who have never met before find they have to share a two-bunk compartment on a sleeper train. In the middle of the night, the man says,
I'm terribly cold. Could you pass me an extra blanket?
I've got a better idea. Let's pretend that we're married.
Well, I like the sound of that.
So get your own dadgum blanket.
When Andrew found out he was going to inherit a fortune when his sickly father died, he decided he needed a woman to enjoy it with. One evening, he went to a singles bar where he spotted the most beautiful woman he had ever seen. Her natural beauty and willowy figure took his breath away.
Well, I may look like just an ordinary man, but in a week or two, my father will die, and I'll inherit $20 million.
Impressed, the woman went home with him that evening, and 3 days later, she became his stepmother.
Oh, man.
You see, that just proves that women are so much smarter than men.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, guys, listen, you know, I never really understood the evening news.
Why is that?
Huh. Well, the evening news begins with good evening, and then they proceed to tell you why it isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's
good. I love some of that.
Lonely on the road, and she's lonely there.
two muffins were put in an oven. One says,
"Man, it's getting hot in here."
The other says,
"Oh my God, a talking muffin."
Oh, hey, a blonde called her boyfriend and told him,
"Please come over here and help me. I have a killer jigsaw puzzle, and I can't figure out how to get it started."
What is it supposed to be when it's finished?
Well, according to the picture on the box, it's a rooster.
Well, the boyfriend decided to go over and help her with a puzzle. She lets him in and shows him where she has all the pieces spread all over the table. He studies the pieces for a moment, then looks at the box. He turns to her and he says,
"First of all, no matter what we do, we're not going to be able to assemble these pieces in anything resembling a rooster."
Aww.
"Second, I want you to relax.
Okay.
Let's have a nice cold drink, and then let's put all the cornflakes back in the box."
Oh, man. That was Amanda Gish with Wade in the Water. We'd like to take a moment just to tell you about...
Well, I tell you what, that Mike over there, man, he ain't got much smarts, if you know what I mean.
Okay, George, you better watch out what you're doing. Talking about a man's intelligence, those are fighting words.
Well, I know that, but I have to stick to that. I just asked Mike what 3 + 1 was. He said 3 + 1 was 4. 4.
3 + 1 is 4, George.
But I thought 2 and 2 was 4.
It is four.
Well, how can both of them be four?
Listen, George, we don't have time to talk about your problems, mathematical or otherwise. You know, someone really needs to pay attention to the show.
Well, I'm glad you finally said something to her, because I was standing back there just a short time ago and I was wondering. Now, I don't know about the rest of the guys, but that lady down there in the front row with that white jacket on and them blue breeches, she's really beginning to irrigate me, too.
I wasn't talking about her. And it's irritate.
And you all know when you get so irrigated, you start persitating.
It's perspiring.
Looky there, I've already stopped persitating and gone to sweating. Look at that.
Well, if you sweat very much, it'll surprise me. Which reminds me. Man, that is strong. Well, it's not mine, but somebody's deodorant is starting to wear out. Hey, y'all, who do you think it is?
That's George, I think.
Oh, no. Don't blame it on me.
And why not?
It ain't mine, folks. I ain't wearing any.
Oh. Oh, no. Okay, George. You remember the last time we did this and you came out here and acted like this? I had to give you a timeout. You remember?
Yeah, you know, like a little kid gets.
Like a little kid gets. George, you've been playing a washboard. You've been playing a string bass. You're not helping at all. You need to go back and get into timeout, and don't come back here until you have something with six strings on it and little keys at the end of it, and that you can strum it and play it with a pick.
Well, the road is laid out, clear ahead. Got time on my hands and a song in my head as I walk.
With Walk a Mile in My Shoes.
Hey, I heard one. Did you know a Buddhist walked up to a hot dog vendor and said,
"Oh, make me one with anything."
So the vendor hands the Buddhist the hot dog. The Buddhist gives the vendor $20, who pockets the money. The Buddhist asks,
"Oh, where does my change?"
"Ah,"
replies the vendor,
"change must come from within."
Oh, man. Hey, Amanda.
Yeah?
Did Noah do a lot of fishing when he was on the ark?
No, silly. He only had two worms.
Oh, that explains
two
it.
Two worms.
I saw a study the other day that said 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea.
Yeah.
And I've been wondering, does that mean that one person actually enjoys it?
Oh, oh no.
Yeah, that was kind of messy, wasn't it?
Brenda is a movie star covered on a magazine. Robert owns a business out in Abilene. Kenny is a guitar player for a big name band. Bobby is a farmer.
That was Brad Bergen with Assembly Line Dreamer.
You know, I learned something the other day.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
Never get into fights with ugly people. They have nothing to lose.
Oh,
well, I've learned something as well.
And what is that, Kathy?
If you need money, always borrow from a pessimist.
Why?
Well, he won't expect it back.
Oh, man.
You learn how to live. When you got nothing, you learn how to give.
Amanda Gish with Lose Your Life.
So, Amanda, you found a job yet?
Yes, no. Well, I thought I wanted a career. It turns out I just wanted paychecks.
Well, you do paychecks know that you can't really get those unless you have a job, right?
Yeah, I know, but money can't buy happiness.
Oh, well, you know, that's true.
Eh, it sure makes misery easier to live with.
That's true. Okay, Mike, what is so funny?
Well, did you know that dolphins are so smart that within a few weeks of captivity, they can train people to stand by the very edge of the pool and throw them fish?
Oh, man. Was Mike Harmon with Big Caddy. My gosh, George, what in the world is that?
Well, you told me if I had something with six strings on it and little keys and I could play it with a pick, that I could come out here and sing a song, and now I'm ready to sing me a song.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about a guitar made out of a toilet seat, son. What is wrong with you? Well, I did say you could play. Okay, folks, how about it? Should we let him play a song? Okay, George, it's all you.
Well, thank you very much there. Thank you very much. This is a sad song I read here, so you might want to get your Kleenex out. Give me an A chord, guys. That's just a little bit of what you're gonna get a whole lot of. So she said I took her for granted, but I don't think she meant it, and I'm sure she'll be crawling back before long. But there goes my everything, my old sandwich making queen, my pretty beer getting machine, this one in the back of the fridge. Who'll hand me that remote control? 'Cause Lord, I think the ball game's on. Tired of eating at the Dairy Queen. There goes my everything. She just came home from work. She called me a jerk. It's obvious she don't realize what all I do. She sat down the grocery bag. Woke me up from my nap to nag. But even with all her faults, I'll miss her so. But there goes my everything, my old sandwich making queen, my pretty beer getting machine, there's one in the back of the fridge. Remote control. Lord, I think the ball game's on. I'm tired of eating at the Dairy Queen. There goes my everything. Lord, I need a job at the Dairy Queen. There goes my everything.
Wow, that was inspiring. Seems a little emotional there, George. You must have really loved this girl.
Well, I'll put it to you that way. It's been going on 3 years now since I put on a clean pair of drawers.
Oh, okay, George.
I have heard of a land in a faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul, by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old. Never grow old. In a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow.
Harmon with Never Grow Old. Thank you for listening to the Grin and Bear It Hour here on KETR 88.9 in Commerce, Texas. We'd also like to thank our producers, Mr. Matt Minky and Mr. Jared Knight. Today's cast included Ann Thornton on violin, Gary Herbst on harmonica, Mr. Brad Fergan on vocals and guitar, Kathy Harmon on backup vocals, Amanda Gish on vocals and voices, Amanda Sayre on piano and lead vocals, Mr. Mike Harmon on guitar, lead guitar, mandolin, and dobro, lead vocals, Mr. Steve Kaiser on bass and lead vocals, Thomas Kaiser on drums, and David Gish on voices and percussion. Thank you, and join us next time for another exciting adventure of the Grin and Bear It Show.
The Grin and Bear It Show has been a production of KETR Radio, a non-commercial broadcasting service of Texas A&M University Commerce. KETR is listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas. If you enjoy this sort of thing, become a member today at ketr.org/supports. I'm your producer, Matt Menke. Production assistance also provided by Jared Knight. We'll bring you another episode of The Grin and Bear It Show on the first Wednesday of next month. Thanks so much for listening to 88.9 KETR.